On today's show, tons of news from around the conference, including several big names in the SEC declaring for the NFL draft, including one of the featured running backs from Georgia and a cornerback from Alabama. Also, more movement from the transfer portal. A few surprise names out there, including a big Florida tight end. And an early look at how many SEC guys are projected to go in the first round of April's NFL draft. Locked On SEC starts right now.
You are Locked On SEC, your daily podcast on the Southeastern Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And what is happening, everybody? Welcome into Locked On SEC. Great to have you guys along. Today's episode is brought to you by NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. Head to netsuite.com/lockedonNCAA for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing your business. I am Chris Gordy. Thanks for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On SEC is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube and at lockedonsec.com. Let's jump into it. Tons to discuss. Let's go around the conference.
Boots out to the right. Intercepted.
Makes the handoff.
Throws. In front of the ball.
What a catch.
Around the conference.
Georgia fans, you're going to get a chance to check out the national championship trophy up close and in person this week at all Athens area Walmart stores. The trophy will be on display from 4 to 7 Wednesday at the Walmart store in on Lexington, and then on Thursday on Epps Bridge Parkway. So look, just Google Walmart Athens Georgia Trophy. This will start a celebratory week for Georgia fans as the championship parade is set for Saturday. And of course, the trophy will visit some marquee games and public events nationwide in the coming months. And you'll get plenty of opportunities to get your photos taken with the championship trophy. I mean, you've waited 40 years for this. So congrats to Georgia fans, but go get your picture taken over at the Athens Walmarts. Meanwhile, Ole Miss, we know they're losing quarterback Matt Corral to the NFL draft, but Lane Kiffin and the Rebels exploring their options and checking the transfer portal, and they will host a former four-star quarterback starting today, according to a report per 24/7 Sports. USC quarterback Jackson Dart is going to pay a visit to Oxford. Dart appeared in six games for the USC Trojans this year, throwing for 1,300 yards, nine touchdowns, five interceptions. He's a highly sought-after prospect, so we'll see if he ends up choosing Oxford. But Luke Altmyer didn't look all that impressive in the bowl game, having to fill in for Matt Corral in the Sugar Bowl. So Jackson Dart would be a nice upgrade there at quarterback for Ole Miss, based on what they have coming back. All right, we had a handful of guys declare for the draft yesterday across the SEC, and we start at Georgia as dynamic running back James Cook has announced his plans for the upcoming year. He wrote on Instagram, still feels surreal because of the national championship, but he said the ultimate goal of his career was accomplished, and he will be heading to the NFL draft. He announced number four out. Cook had 77 rushing yards against Alabama on six carries Monday night for the season. He had over 700 rushing yards, seven touchdowns, and caught 27 balls for 284 yards receiving with four touchdowns. He played in 50 games at Georgia and rushed for 1,500 yards, 14 touchdowns in his career. Meanwhile, at Alabama, Josh Jobe has been a key part of that secondary the last couple of years. However, he was unable to play this postseason after having surgery to fix a toe injury. Now he is heading to the NFL draft. That's from Matt Zenitz at On3 Sports. Jobe likely to be a day two or day three prospect in 4 years with the Tide. He recorded 129 tackles, three interceptions, and 19 pass breakups. Over at Kentucky, Dare Rosenthal came to Kentucky via the transfer portal. When he decided to leave LSU, he quickly became a key piece of that Kentucky offensive line. That was a finalist for the Joe Moore Award, given annually to the nation's top offensive line unit. And now he is capitalizing off of a strong season. He will head to the NFL draft, he announced on social media Wednesday night. a nice draft prospect. Probably somewhere around round two they have him projected, but good luck to Dare Rosenthal as he heads to the next level. Some questions regarding Stetson Bennett and what his future holds. The former walk-on quarterback was on Good Morning America Tuesday morning and hinted at playing next season, but nobody knows where. Would it be possible that he ends up somewhere else? Does he come back for another year at Georgia? Well, you got JT Daniels. Will he be back? You also have Brock Vandergrift, Gunnar Stockton, and several others who are all going to be vying for that starting quarterback spot. So you have to think some movement is going to happen either in the transfer portal or maybe Daniels or Bennett try their hand at the NFL draft. Kirby Smart, we'll see what happens there. But certainly a lot of speculation on the future of Stetson Bennett, who ended the 41-year Georgia national title drought this week. Some other news from around the conference. Zaquan Frazier announced he will not be going to Kentucky as the JUCO transfer announced on social media he has other plans. His departure leaves Kentucky's recruiting class with cornerback commits Alex Afari and Andrew Stewart. Frazier is a 6'4" cornerback out of Coffeyville Community College. He's rated as the number one JUCO DB, according to several other recruiting sites. So we'll see where he ends up. Will it be another SEC school? He did hold offers from the likes of Mississippi State and Tennessee, but Zaquan Frazier not going to Kentucky. Auburn will be adding to its offensive staff with an analyst in Joe Bernardi. He had previously coached at Tennessee, Oregon, and San Jose State. He's being hired as an Auburn offensive analyst to work with the O-line. So he should help out there. Over speaking of Auburn, Eku Leota has completed his third season of college football, but will not be heading to the NFL just yet. The Auburn edge rusher announced he is coming back next season. He announced that on his Instagram account. He transferred to Auburn from Northwestern in 2021 after earning third-team All-Big Ten honors in 2020. This season at Auburn, he had 23 tackles, including 10 for a loss and 7 sacks. So that's a big get for Brian Harsin and his staff to have him come back. Over at Florida, Billy Napier has his offensive coordinator. It was announced a couple days ago. Rob Sale has officially been hired as the OC. Sale reunites with head coach Billy Napier after a season in the NFL with the New York Giants at Louisiana. Sale was Napier's OC and O-line coach for three seasons from 2018 through 2020. Sale will also coach O-line under Napier at Florida. So there you have it. Florida Gators have their OC. Meanwhile, Shane Beamer, the 2021 football team, they will be recognized for their season and their Duke's Mayo Bowl win over North Carolina. The program announced the Gamecocks will be recognized at halftime of the men's basketball game against Florida this coming Saturday. That game will tip at 1 p.m. Eastern at Colonial Life Arena in Columbia. Coach Shane Beamer expected to address the crowd during intermission. Speaking of South Carolina, they've also announced their spring schedule with some key dates. Gamecocks saying that the Garnet and Black game will be set for April 16th, and their pro day is set for Friday, March 18th, of course. South Carolina, a lot of eyes will be on them this spring as they have upgraded their roster, including the addition of quarterback Spencer Rattler. And just one other note over at Missouri, Eric Link and DJ Smith will have additional roles this upcoming season. So mark the third year for both guys as assistant coaches on the Missouri staff. Link will continue as special teams coordinator, but will also coach tight ends. Smith will continue coaching linebackers, but will also serve as the staff's recruiting coordinator. So there you have it. When we return, we will discuss some of the big names entering the transfer portal the past day or so across the SEC. Thank you guys again for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. We talk about it before, but look, this is it. The putt to win the tournament, the championship is yours if you sink this putt. But when you pull your putter back, your hat falls over your eyes. Can't see. Is that how you're running your business? You have poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software. If you want to see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after they upgraded to NetSuite. If you run your own business, just go check them out right now. Over 28,000 businesses already use NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite has a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/locked. I'm telling you, just take a minute, go check them out. netsuite.com/locked, L-O-C-K-E-D. You get a special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses, netsuite.com/locked. Going along here, Locked On SEC. Thank you guys again for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. And we got to jump into it because, man, there was a lot of movement in the transfer portal these last couple of days. So let's jump into some of the names. We start over at Florida as Kamori Gamble has made his plans known for next season. Gamble made 31 catches for over 400 yards and 4 touchdowns this year. He announced on social media, he said, look, I have a huge opportunity to enter the 2022 NFL draft. But after lots of prayer and talking with my parents and loved ones, I have decided to enter my name into the transfer portal for my last year of eligibility. He added that it's his best decision for him right now, and he'll always be a Florida Gator. Gamble did have a strong end to the regular season. He had 3 catches for 80 yards and a touchdown in the game against Florida State. But now, if you're keeping track, in the past day or so, when you consider tight ends in the transfer portal, you have Southern Cal's Michael Trigg, who's reportedly showing some interest in Ole Miss. You have Bama's Jaleel Billingsley, and now you have Florida's Kamori Gamble. Those are 3 big-time potential impact guys in the portal, so we will see where they land. Meanwhile, over at Auburn, Kobe Hudson, we know that he had a bit of a falling out with Auburn at the end of the season, entered the portal, and now he has announced where he is headed. Kobe Hudson announced Wednesday night he is going to rejoin his former Auburn head coach Gus Malzahn at UCF. Hudson led Auburn with 44 catches for 580 yards this past season, tied for the team lead with 4 touchdowns. It was also reported by rivals that 2023 star D lineman Daniel Foster Allen has decided to enter the portal and explore his transfer options. But crazy that Gus Malzahn keeps getting former Auburn guys coming to join him over at UCF. We kind of touched on this the other day, but former Arkansas DB Joe Fouché has announced that he is transferring to LSU. Fouché was a key part of the Arkansas defensive resurgence, made 75 tackles, 4th on the team while tying for 2nd among Arkansas defenders with 7.5 tackles for a loss. He's a New Orleans native, a team captain. He announced he would enter the transfer portal, and he will finish his career back home in the state of Louisiana at LSU. In his 4 years at Arkansas, he totaled over 230 tackles, 5 interceptions. So a big pickup for LSU after they've had a handful of DBs depart this offseason. Over at Alabama, they've had a couple of busy days with the transfer portal after losing the national championship game on Monday night. On Tuesday, 5 players entered the portal from Bama. That included Jaleel Billingsley, quarterback Paul Tyson, and linebacker Drew Sanders. That list grew a little further on Wednesday as freshman DB Brylan Lanier announced he would enter the portal. And then a handful of walk-ons entered as well as quarterback Stone Hollenbach, quarterback Braxton Barker, DB Clark Griffin, and tight end Colin Bryant all entered the portal. So, walk-on guys probably not going to play a big impact at Alabama, but it's depth on your roster and maybe have to figure out Alabama's just playing the numbers game here and trying to figure out next year's roster and clearing space. Maybe also opening up some holes for some transfers to come into Alabama. Georgia, they've seen their fair share of movement in the transfer portal following Monday night's national championship win. Amir Speed, who started 3 games this year for the Bulldogs, he entered the portal as a grad transfer. But according to Rivals.com, wide receiver Jalen Johnson, he has entered the portal. He walked on before earning a scholarship. He's entered the portal with 5 catches for 49 yards in his time as a Bulldog. In addition, the Bulldogs are reportedly losing wide receiver Justin Robinson. He had 2 catches for 18 yards and a touchdown this year. And they will also lose defensive back Jalen Kimber, who appeared in 3 games in 2 years with the Bulldogs. He totaled 3 total tackles. Was a former 4-star cornerback in the class of 2020. Meanwhile, another DB addition for LSU, defensive back Mekhi Garner from Louisiana Lafayette, has announced that he is headed to LSU. Some people thought maybe he might follow Billy Napier over to Florida. Instead, Garner will remain in the state, play for Brian Kelly at LSU. He wrote on social media, "I'm very appreciative of everyone at Louisiana that's helped me during my time there. I'm blessed to say I'm 100% committed to LSU." So when you consider LSU lost Eli Ricks to the transfer portal heading to Alabama, they lost Derek Stingley Jr. to the draft, Dwight McLaughlin just entered the transfer portal a few days ago. Now they pick up Mekhi Garner and Joe Fouché. So quick fix there for Brian Kelly at LSU. Over at Ole Miss, they are set to lose some depth in the defensive backfield as Tylan Knight has entered the transfer portal after making 37 tackles this past year. On3 Sports reported the news. He's from Pearl, Mississippi. In 2020, he appeared in all 10 games as he switched from running back to DB 5 games into the season. But Ole Miss did pick up another big addition on Wednesday night. Troy Brown, who was Central Michigan's third leading tackler this past season, he announced via Twitter that he is heading to Oxford. In 11 games this year, Brown recorded 65 tackles, a sack, an interception, 6 pass breakups, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery. In his 4 years at Central Michigan, he had over 200 tackles, 12 pass breakups. That is a big-time playmaker coming into Ole Miss to play linebacker. So Troy Brown coming in from Central Michigan to play for the Rebels. Meanwhile, the Tennessee Volunteers, they lost a veteran offensive lineman to the transfer portal on Wednesday. Kayron Calbert, he started 5 games at right tackle 2 seasons ago. He has entered his name into the portal. We'll see where he ends up. He ended up playing in 32 games between 2018 and 2020 for the Vols. Meanwhile, wide receiver Anderson Kobe, he's the third Tennessee player to enter the portal since the end of the season. He was a JUCO transfer originally from the state of Florida, played in 5 games this season. His only catch went for 5 yards against Tennessee Tech in September. And there you have it, some busy, busy action when it comes to the transfer portal. And we're not done. I mean, we're only getting started here. There's going to be a lot more movement as the weeks move on. Thanks again for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. When we return, we'll take a little peek at what USA Today is projecting as far as how many SEC guys get into the first round of the NFL draft. That is coming your way next. Of course, we've been talking about the incredible app that anyone who buys gas needs to know about, and that is the Get Upside app. Our listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. You just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play. And when you do so, make sure you sign up and use our promo code SCORE. That's S-C-O-R-E. You'll get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back when you use Get Upside. Download the app. Use our promo code SCORE. Get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot, they're making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back. There's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, whatever. Just download the free Get Upside app. Use our promo code SCORE. Get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That is code SCORE on the Get Upside app. Of course, the NFL playoffs getting underway this weekend, wild card weekend. A lot of SEC guys will be out on the field. And if you want to be getting in on the action too, you need to head to BetOnline. They would like to wish you guys a happy new betting year. They remain the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. It's a new year, and they have a new updated website and mobile website as well. Sign up today. Get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON, L-O-C-K-E-D-O-N. That'll get you your 50% welcome bonus from football to basketball to your favorite Vegas casino games. They've got it all there for you. Don't wait to take advantage of their amazing offers for this year. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, it is where the game starts. We'll be right back. Rolling along here, Locked On SEC. And look, the 2022 NFL draft is going to be here before we know it. The college football season is over. And so now a bunch of guys will be prepping and getting ready for their pro days and the combine. And of course, some guys heading off to the Senior Bowl and all of that stuff. But on Wednesday, USA Today released their updated mock draft, and they have 13 SEC players projected to go in the first round of this year's NFL draft, including four players from the SEC going in the top 10. Here's what they got. Going number three overall, they have Evan Neal, the big offensive lineman from Alabama. They have him projected to go to the Houston Texans. Then number four, one pick later, Derek Stingley Jr. from LSU. They have the defensive back going to the New York Jets. Number six overall, man, that's high. Mississippi State offensive lineman Charles Cross, they have him projected to go to the Carolina Panthers. That would be a huge, huge, recruiting brag for Mike Leach and the Mississippi State Bulldogs to have a player go sixth overall. Number nine overall, they have N'Kobe Dean, linebacker from Georgia. He was a monster out there on the field on Monday and all season long, really. They have him projected to the Broncos. Number 11, Matt Corral, despite the injury in the Sugar Bowl, not going to cost him very much, as he's going to be one of the projected as one of the top quarterbacks off the board still, going 11th to the Washington football team, Matt Corral. Number 16 overall, Trevon Walker, the big D lineman from Georgia. They have projected to go to the Philadelphia Eagles. One pick later, his teammate, big number 99, Jordan Davis. They have him projected going to the Los Angeles Chargers. The back end of the first round, they have Kair Elam, defensive back out of Florida, going 21 overall to the New England Patriots. One pick later, Kenyon Green, the big O-lineman from A&M that we talked to at SEC Media Days. Have him projected to the Dolphins. 25th overall, another guy we talked to at SEC Media Days, Darian Kennard, offensive lineman from Kentucky. They have him slotted to the Bengals. That'd be fun to have him go protect for Joe Burrow. Number 29 overall, they have DeMarvin Leal from Texas A&M. They have him projected to the Buccaneers. Fun to see him on that defense with former LSU linebacker Devin White. 30th overall, they have Jameson Williams. Despite the ACL injury that he suffered in the championship game on Monday night, a lot of people still projecting him as a first-round pick. This has him projected going 30th overall, the Alabama wide receiver to the Kansas City Chiefs. Can already see Patrick Mahomes throwing the ball to Jameson Williams for a ton of yards. And then rounding out the first round, our guy Treylon Burks, wide receiver from Arkansas. They've got him going 32nd overall to the Green Bay Packers. So, again, just a mock draft from USA Today, but they have 13 SEC players projected to go in the first round. That is certainly a lot. One more note before we get out of here, just in some SEC hoops news. Joe Lunardi doing his latest bracketology this week. He has seven SEC teams projected to make the field, with Auburn leading the way as a one seed. They got a monster win the other night against Alabama at Coleman Coliseum. That was a big, big win. It went down to the wire. Bama played their butts off in that game as well. An eighth SEC team, Texas A&M, they have in the group of next four out. A&M had a nice win the other night over Ole Miss, where they had played dominating defense. So we'll see if A&M can fight their way back into the conversation. But as it shapes up right now, they've got Auburn as a one seed. They've got LSU as a three seed. The Tigers got a big win in Florida last night to improve to 3-1 in the conference, 15-1 overall. So congrats to Will Wade and his crew. If Alabama projected as a four seed, Kentucky as a five seed, Tennessee as a six seed, and then they've got Florida in as an 11, Mississippi State in as an 11, and as I mentioned, Texas A&M in the grouping of next four out. With seven teams in the field, the SEC currently ties the Big Ten, Big East, and Big 12 for most teams from one conference in the tournament field. And one more SEC basketball note, Dick Vitale, keeping an eye on the college basketball world. He's put out there that he has been very impressed with what he has seen from Kentucky big man Oscar Tshiebwe. Dickie V took to Twitter on Wednesday to say that Tshiebwe is the clear leader for the National Player of the Year award. On Tuesday night, Tshiebwe had 30 points and 13 rebounds in Kentucky's dominant road win at Vanderbilt. For the season, Tshiebwe is averaging 17 points and 15 rebounds a game. So that is a monster. If he keeps that up, he certainly will be in the conversation for National Player of the Year. And that is just about going to do it for this edition of Locked On SEC. My thanks to you guys for listening and subscribing. If you listen to the podcast, let me remind you, we're also on YouTube now with a little video component to the show. So I encourage you to go check us out there. You can hit subscribe if you got the YouTube app on your phone, or just go to YouTube on your desktop. Just type Locked On SEC. You'll find us there. And you can watch the video version of the podcast. Sometimes we release the video version a little bit earlier than the podcast. So if you want to get an early jump start on checking it out, certainly an option for you. But I'm Chris Gordy. Again, thank you guys for making Locked On SEC your first listen every day. And of course, you can always go make your second listen. Check out the Locked On Bets podcast with your boy Q and Lee Sterling, giving you all the picks you need. I've heard them give some picks out for SEC basketball recently, but of course they're focusing on the NFL playoffs, giving you some picks heading into this weekend. A lot of former SEC guys in action this weekend in the NFL playoffs. So we'll get you caught up to date on all that. And of course, we'll continue to keep our eye on the transfer portal, on announcements of guys coming back to school, guys heading for the draft, and guys hitting the portal, heading to another school. I am Chris Gordy. This has been Locked On SEC. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.